Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Starting system. Mainframe activated. Updating network. Downloading news. Facing cultures. Looking up for language tips. Rewriting literature. Turning on entertainment. Drawing up opinions. Rebooting learning. Ready? Set. Go.
Go.
Just like you're listening to In Billionaire.
Hello everyone, welcome to INVIL On Air, the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, TV and Radio Space from Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. Our cast today, Joana Amante, Diana Ramírez, Giselle Gómez, Leonardo Leguizamón, Pablo Rojas, John Vargas, and Jorge Uribe. Our sections for today's episode: INVIL Today, The Lesson, Beyond Mankind, and Pandora's Box. Welcome to your program.
INVIL Today. News and interviews to be tuned with INVIL.
Bienvenidos a INVIL Today, la sección en la que les compartimos experiencias de vida, experiencias de nuestros estudiantes y de aquellos que comparten con nosotros en nuestro programa. Giselle, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
Bienvenida a INVIL On Air.
Muchas gracias.
El día de hoy tenemos una experiencia para compartir con ustedes y para que hablemos aquí un poquito acerca de ello. Te pregunto, Giselle, ¿cómo fue tu experiencia aprendiendo inglés?
Bueno, fue bien interesante, un poco difícil a veces, sobre todo en la parte de hablar, el speaking, pero al final, pues, satisfactoria. Aquí estoy y soy profesora.
Y estamos muy felices de que estés con nosotros. Hoy, pues hablando de estas experiencias, sobre todo de la producción oral, nosotros como profesores calificamos y tenemos experiencias tanto positivas como negativas con esta actividad, ¿cierto, Giselle?
Sí, he calificado muchos speakings, actividades orales de los estudiantes y sí, uno se lleva sorpresas positivas, a veces no tanto.
Hoy tenemos una experiencia positiva de una tierra que me encanta, llena de sabor, llena de salsa, llena de muy buena comida y de mucho amor. ¿Sabes cuál de qué estoy hablando?
Yo creo que sí, es Cali.
Cali, muy bien. Hoy estamos con Valeria Ríos. Valeria, ¿cómo estás?
Hi everyone, thank you for having me here. Thank you very much. I'm very happy.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, about me, I currently work as a technical support agent for an American company, so English is pretty much a big part of my day. I use it every day, of course, to communicate with my team, with customers and everyone. Besides that, I'm studying sociology, so I'm trying to find a way to integrate both careers. Besides that, more in my personal life, I live with this beautiful boy that you see over here. His name is Ang, and I have three other fur babies. They're cats. And I also live with my fiance. We live in a big house, and I'm very much happy.
Valeria, tienes un perrito muy bonito. Yo tengo dos gatos en casa. Okay, Valeria, gracias por tu respuesta. También tengo una pregunta. When did you start learning English?
Well, I started learning English, of course, at school. But then my parents, they were very insistent on me taking additional classes in private institutes. So I went to Colombo Americano here in Cali, but I didn't like it because it was not personalized. And then they put me through Learn English, which is like the best institution ever because it was very conversational. So I think that's what helped a lot. So that, I would say that is my learning experience, but also it required a lot of being on top of that. You know, like trying to learn on my own, listening to music, watching movies and all of that, so I could definitely use the language, not just listen to it and understand. So I would say that's my learning path with this language.
Nada mejor que además de aprender en un sitio, aprender por su cuenta. Nunca es menos si aprendemos cositas por nosotros mismos.
Claro que sí.
Valeria, was there anything difficult you found during the process?
So, yeah, I think what I found the most difficult about learning English was the irregular verbs. You know, that they have different words and different writing for whatever tense you're trying to use. So past tense is different. You know, for example, broadcast was always a difficult one because it was the same. But there were some others like drew, draw, all of that that I found to be very difficult. And also because you try to learn them by heart and that doesn't really work. You need to understand how to use them. So whenever that you become more fluent in English, you understand that there's no need for you to know them by memory. They just come natural to you. So getting there is the most difficult part. Understanding that you don't need to translate from Spanish and then to English. No, it's just that it comes natural to you. You don't need to translate. So I would say that that's the hardest part about learning English.
Valeria, acabas de mencionar algo muy interesante que a muchos estudiantes les da dificultad y es los verbos irregulares. Y además mencionaste una estrategia bien interesante. ¿Cuál es?
Learn by heart. Uh-huh. Aprender de memoria.
De memoria.
Super.
Así es. Okay, Valeria, what kind of strategies did you have back then, aparte de la que ya mencionaste?
Well, my strategies were mainly listening to music in English and going with the lyrics, you know, trying to sing along so I can improve my pronunciation, and then also doing it with a dictionary next to me so I could look up the words that I didn't know what they meant. So that was a big part of my process. And also when I got more fluent and, you know, when I came to a point like, okay, I don't speak very well, but I understand, what I did was go to movies. And instead of watching movies with subtitles in Spanish, I would do that in English. So that way I would not only learn more vocabulary, but I would also learn expressions. You know, people express differently and the translation is not always literal, so it was a main part of my process to get to know the expressions that they use, so I know what they meant. So that's the best I could ever do to learn English, honestly.
Excelente. Películas, televisión, música. Escuchar música y cantar. A mí me encanta esa estrategia. Me parece que es de las más... nos llena de mucho vocabulario, gramática y muchas otras cosas.
Además de que escuchas, ¿no?
Ajá. Valeria, how can you describe your experience learning English?
Well, I would say that my experience was very positive. To be honest, I didn't find it very difficult to learn English. I think it's because I was very young when I did it. So I think when you're young, you can get things more easily than when you're an adult. So that played a huge part that I did it when I was young. So I would say it was not easy. It was actually very fun to learn because then you start thinking of all the things you want to say in English and you cannot yet because you don't know how to. So that actually motivates you to go further, to go and do more, learn more, so you can start understanding the language and be very fluent. So as a summary, I would say that my experience learning English has been fun and very rewardful. So I'm very happy with that.
Valeria, mencionaste que empezaste a aprender joven y es algo interesante, pero no significa que si una persona empieza después no va a aprender. Ánimo, pueden aprender aun cuando empiecen después. I have another question. Are the basics from UNAD useful for you?
Well, of course they are. You know, when I first started and they told me that I needed to see English as a subject, I was like, oh my God, no, that's a bummer because I already know. that's always what you think, that you already know it all. So when I was forced to do it, I was like, wait. So there are some parts of this that are very important, especially in grammar. And I'm very grateful that I got to saw them because I could, I could have forgotten them. And that always reminds me about the proper use of English. So even though I have an advanced English for the course that I'm seeing, I'm really grateful that I got to do it because it helps me a lot, reminding me of the basics, because that's what gets lost over the years. And, you know, as I'm telling you, not many people, well, at least Americans that I speak with mostly every day, they don't use proper English. So you can start forgetting and making mistakes that you're not supposed to make only because you now consider them not normal. So I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to see English again so I can be reminded of the basics.
Muy importante, a pesar de que sepamos un idioma, se nos olvidan las reglas, la gramática y muchas de las estructuras básicas del inglés.
Puede pasar.
Claro, y eso le ha sido muy útil a Valeria en sus cursos. Valeria, how useful is speaking English in your job as a professional, in your life?
Well, honestly, English has allowed me to have everything that I have now. I started filmmaking when I went to college the first time, and as you can imagine, you don't get many stable jobs. So whatever I needed for independence, that career was just not going to provide it for me. And besides that, my parents were having a very bad economic crisis, so I knew I had to get some money. I need to make money. I needed to work so I can support them as they had been doing with me for my entire life. So English is the only thing that allowed me to get a job without experience, and I'm very grateful for that, because if not, I don't know what I would be doing, probably still waiting. But English allowed me to have now this job that I really enjoy, which is being a technical support agent. So imagine the opportunities that can open for you just only because you speak English. And you know, with globalization and all of that, English is a very important part of any career. For example, me in technology, I would like to learn about software programming as well. And of course, the salary offers are higher if you're bilingual, if you speak both English and Spanish or any other language. But English is always the most important one. So I'm very grateful that I know this, that I can speak, that I can communicate, because thanks to that, I have a good salary, I have a good job, and I'm able to be independent, have my own house, have a big house for this baby that is huge. So I'm very grateful for that. I would say that knowing English is the best anyone can do in any type of field or career.
Okay, nos cuenta el salario, la formación le ha ayudado mucho, esto le ha servido para sentar bases y estar muy tranquila en su trabajo y desempeñarse mucho mejor.
Y no solamente está el aspecto del trabajo, también está el aspecto social. Qué chévere uno poder ir a otro lugar y poder comunicarse o a través de redes sociales. Hay muchas formas y muchos lugares en los que podemos usar inglés.
Ajá, se dice que un idioma abre la mente. Te pregunto algo final y agradecerte por tu participación en el programa. Any piece of advice for those watching us?
Well, of course, my advice is always invest in learning English. Always, that's something that I cannot stress enough. That's seriously going to help you a lot in your career. Every job opportunity now requires you to be bilingual or at least have a B2 level. So I would say always, always invest in learning English. And besides that, watch movies and listen to music and then sing along. That's the best thing you can do. Then you can try some karaoke if you feel very comfortable. So I would say those are the two advices that I have. Invest in your English and then watch movies and listen to music. Have fun, because it's a very fun process.
Me parece genial esta reflexión que nos deja ella. Giselle, te agradezco mucho y agradecemos a Valeria por su participación y esperamos que todos ustedes nos sigan acompañando en el programa aquí en Inbuilt Today.
Gracias.
The lesson. Get rid of doubts, enjoy language.
Hi everyone. Hi Giselle.
Hello.
Welcome to the lesson. Giselle, during the English learning process, maybe appear different questions around the management or the rules or another facts around the language.
That's true.
So here I have some elements to analyze the context of the occupations, job, work, etc.
Yeah.
So we have today another questions to analyze these situations.
Okay? Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Giselle, tell me please, what's the difference between profession and occupation?
Okay, well, profession is very similar to Spanish. It's almost like the same meaning. And then occupation is the labor, the things that people do.
Well, according to this one, doctor, in this case, is an...
It's a profession, yes.
Well, because the people studies to work as a doctor, right?
That's true.
So, driver...
is an occupation.
Because the people develop this action in a daily life, okay?
Yes. Well, but I also have a question for you.
Okay.
And is, what's the difference between job and work?
Well, Giselle, job and work have the same meaning in English language, but job is related to countable nouns, because we can say I have 2, 3, 4 jobs.
Yeah.
And work is related just with the action, a task that I develop inside a job.
Okay,
context.
And you have more examples there.
By example, we've got here artist, surgeon, nurse, mechanic.
I can see there bodyguard, reporter, doctor, farmer. Those are jobs.
Jobs. And work is related with the task, the process that the people are doing inside the job context.
Yeah, for example, in that case, that woman is working. We can see she's developing an activity.
Well, Giselle, we've, in English language, an expression that we are using phrasals to compose the description for these actions, right?
Yeah, we have different verbs and phrasal verbs that are composed the verbs that express different actions inside job. So for example, let me see the first one, that is carry out. I could say, for example, that Miguel is carrying out the printing process. It means it's like doing, yes? Llevando a cabo.
Another one, takes on. In this case, we can use a sentence like, Luisa takes on the job as a cashier.
Oh.
So here, takes on, apply like, aceptar, tomar, recibir, en este caso, un empleo.
Okay, I can see an example here that is not so positive, but it happens, and is laid off. In this example, Peter is laying off his secretary. Lo está despidiendo.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So another one. Hand in this case, we can use I have to hand in my document, my report, my minute. Hand in is refers to entregar.
Ah, okay.
Un producto, resultado.
And I have one more example. Also, this one not so positive. It happens a lot, and is burnout. It's referred to the hard work. For example, this person in this picture, it's burnt out because he was working too much.
And the last one, step down. So this expression is related to the process when the people say goodbye job.
Oh.
Around this case, Charles stepped down the job and he's looking for new experience.
Oh, right? I can see.
Okay, Giselle, thank you very much for your explanation. And everyone, it was The Lesson. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Beyond Mankind. Feeling like being abroad.
Welcome to your section, Beyond Mankind. Hello, Joanna.
Hello.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you to you.
If we look back 25 or 30 years ago, we can remember our parents having the same job for a long period of time, or even people who have kept the same job for their whole lives, probably. That has changed dramatically in the last years, and more often people change jobs than not. Another change, Joanna, that has affected workers positively is remote work. People can even be in a different continent. They can enjoy the perks of being a nomad, working from another part of the world, and also not something that not even the wildest dreamer could have foreseen 30 years ago.
Okay, now, so imagine that we can work 4 days at the week and get the same payment, Jorge. So that is happening in some companies and in some countries around the world. So Workplace has discovered that if you're happy and you have fun in your life, it is directly affecting employees' performance. So some companies have adopted some policy such as emotional tickets. So you can't get a day off if you need, for example, a medical appointment, or you want to pass time with your family, for example, or a personal matters. So in certain companies, employees can take a sabbatical month, imagine this, sabbatical month each 5 years, or a year,
wow,
each 10-year period. So it's amazing. Imagine that we can have the same opportunity here in Colombia.
That would be great.
Yes, that would be a sweet deal, John. That would be very nice here in Colombia. As we can see, the human element remains the most important. Even in the age of AI and artificial intelligence, so there's no need to fear any of them, right? We stay in business for a long time. This was Jorge Ribe, Beyond Mankind.
Pandora's Box. Take one. We dare you to open it.
So it is time to open our Pandora's Box. And today we are here with Diana. Welcome, Diana.
Hello, Pablo.
What's up?
Good? Everything's good.
Okay. Today we are going to talk about professions at movies and also at TV programs. So do you remember any iconic profession on movies or TV programs?
Sure, I do. I don't know if you remember the program The Big Bang Theory. This is very, very famous because it has a lot of scientists. Also, I remember The Rock in the movie Baywatch. And we can also remember Tom Cruise. I don't know if you remember so, but he had a movie that is called A Few Good Men. He is a lawyer in that movie. And just to close, the one recent movie that is sing in that animated movie, we have a lot of singers.
Okay. So in that sense, today we are going to share with you some of the iconic performances or professions in movies or TV programs. So the first one is one of the, this is the most famous teacher in the world, in the cinematic world, that is Indiana Jones. And particularly this character, apart of being a teacher, also was an explorer. So we got two professions, teacher and explorer.
Yes, let's guess the next one. This is a sportsman. He likes winning and climbing up stairs by a song, very famous song, called Survivor. Do you know who's that person?
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa. And he also played a role as a soldier. You remember?
Yeah, Rambo.
Rambo. He's very
Rambo
popular.
Rambo 15 and all that.
Yes, a lot of movies.
Yeah. Also, the next one is A Man Who Loves the Sea and Drives It, or Navies It. That is Jack Sparrow. And do you know that Jack Sparrow, the last name means in Spanish Gorrión? So Jack Gorrión. So his profession is captain.
Oh, interesting profession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a new profession that was mentioned in the previous section. It is a star by Robert De Niro. And he's in charge of transporting people from one place to another by car. Do you know what kind of profession can be this?
Yeah, nowadays it's like Uber, Bit, but in that time was taxi driver.
Taxi driver, correct.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
So, and the last one is not a movie's character or profession, it's a TV program profession or professions, and this character is so famous, it's animated, and it's Homer Simpson, and Homer has played or has worked for too many professions, like astronaut, nuclear inspector, that is the main one, farmer, referee, singer, and tons of more.
That's true. So guys, we invite you to share on our social network what's your profession.
In fact, Diana, we have some collaborations in here in Twitter.
Oh, cool.
With our at Inville On Air. So we have Angelica. Angelica says, from the movie The Devil's Advocate, I remember the profession of Ken Reeves as a lawyer seduced by power. So that movie in Spanish is
El Abogado del Diablo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have also, our partner Monica Mildred Quintero from Cali. She says, from the movie The Body War with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, it's a 92 American romantic film directed by Mick Jackson. So, The Body War. Mm-hmm. That is a song and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
And the last one but not least, Diana has been a very good friend of us. She said, I remember Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Because she was an excellent writer. So, we have another profession that is writing.
Correct.
So, I hope you can learn a little bit about the professions in movies and TV programs, and you can share more of them on Twitter, on our social networks, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bueno, hemos llegado al final del episodio de hoy. Gracias por su sintonía. Recuerden seguirnos en nuestras redes sociales, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, y también pueden sintonizarnos en YouTube. Y recuerden, share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn. Inville On Air.